G'day, this is the Paddy and Rob Palmer podcast for Wednesday, the 17th of February. Today, we talked about the dubbing on Netflix. I mean, really, are you watching the movie or are you reading the movie? I think the smart people are reading it. Ice cream in an Uber. Should it cost you a small fortune?
Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Brownie filling in for Paddy.
Yeah, look, I touched on this yesterday. I just thought I'd revisit it. This cabbie from Birmingham, well, he developed a condition that's caused him to burp constantly for the past 8 months. Started on a golf course and he'd had a cup of tea and all of a sudden he couldn't stop himself. And it's just been coming ever since. 8 months,
Eight months of burping.
Well, that trumps the hiccups big time.
Doesn't it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But apparently it's not only limited to the UK. There's actually been a case found in Australia. Oh, hang on, I'll get this. Hello, Triple M.
Oh, it's Paddy.
Oh, hello. Hello, Paddy. You sound a little better today. Oh, it comes and goes, huh? Oh, Paddy, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. We're going all right without you. What did? Oh, geez, sorry.
Hang on, just let him speak, Paddy.
Slow down. What did the doctor say? Well, food poisoning.
No.
Oh, no. Well, I'd have thought, given what you scavenge around the office, that you'd have built up a strong immune system by now, Paddy. Yeah. You reckon it was that fruit and nut chocolate bar?
No.
No, no. We did tell you it seemed strange that someone would leave a chunk of chocolate by the work toilet. Yeah, we didn't think it was chocolate either. Paddy, goodbye, pal. Everyone, get well soon.
To other news.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, very official. And good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Yep. In other news, Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down that road.
Okay.
You know, you watch your Netflix shows, they're all fantastic, but there's a couple on there at the moment, and they've got the, it looks like you're watching a 1980s karate film.
Right.
And the lips don't match what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So it's all been dubbed with American accents over the thing. Like Lupin. Lupin I started watching.
So did I. We just finished it.
Oh, don't talk to me because I'm only up to episode two.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Love it.
Love it.
Do you know what happened? Yeah. Keep going.
Did it annoy you when you first turned it on and you went, hang on a second,
this doesn't seem right? Okay, yeah. That's an interesting story. You bring this up because we started watching Lupin, I don't know, a few months ago. Yeah. My wife picks up on this immediately. I don't pick up on it straight away until I'm told, and then you can't help it. So my wife said, no, I can't watch a show like this.
Yeah, but you are a simple fellow.
But then I said, look, another mate recommended Lupin and said on Netflix, it looks great. So we said, okay, let's start. And I just said to my wife halfway through it, this is great. I've worked it out. Just don't look at their mouths. You've just got to look at their eyes or their forehead or something, and you're fine. You hardly notice it.
Mate.
Come on.
Please. You're missing 80% of the performance. Comes out of the mouth.
So you're always staring at the bloke's mouth, are you?
So if you're an American, no, you're an American and you're listening to this, but it's a French thing, right? You're supposed to hear the French language.
That doesn't matter if it's a good story.
You'd have been a simple kid to read a bedtime story.
Keep watching. It's great. Well, I wasn't. I was trying to close my eyes and get to sleep. I wasn't looking at mum's mouth.
There's a thing that you can do on Netflix if you want.
Okay.
If you want to be pure about this and watch it in the way it was supposed to be delivered.
With subtitles? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes. You can actually, there's a non-English language version that you can watch. And it's a feature that a lot of people miss. So, like, if you're on your laptop or something, there's a little speech bubble. There's a little icon with a language thing down with some thing down the bottom right of your screen. You click that and you can go to original version with subtitles.
Okay, so you're telling me prefer to watch it in another language and then have to focus on the bottom of the screen to read the subtitles than just look up, 2 inches above the bloke's mouth.
That's a good point.
Come on, mate. Come on.
This is done for, and I apologise to any smart Americans, this is done for dumb Americans who can't handle reading subtitles and watching a French film. I must admit, it puts me off a little bit, and I might actually go to something else, like, SpongeBob SquarePants.
So are you going to stick with Lupin, though?
I am going to try Lupin with subtitles. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, that'd be fantastic. Subtitles, and if that doesn't work, just don't look at their mouths.
I watched episode one with an American accent, dubbed.
Yep.
You know what else they dubbed once?
What?
The Americans?
What?
How dare they? They dubbed Mad Max.
Oh.
I watched Mad Max in the States and it had an American accent. Mel Gibson, Mad Max, do with an American accent. Travesty.
Terrible. You want to fight? Fight me.
Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Brownie filling in for Paddy.
Hey, Brownie, you heard of Peking Duck?
Peking Duck,
yeah,
I love
Peking
it.
Duck.
Love it. Just the pancake, a little bit of salt.
No, the music guys. So there's the chart-topping music duo, right?
Ah,
yes. They do dance hits. Not very Triple M. But
yeah, no, it's not. But I know of Peking Duck, the band, yes.
Well, these two blokes, right, they're the faces of Myer's Pamper Your Package ads, right? And what it's an underwear ad for Myer. But these two blokes, I mean, come on, I look at this. I've got a picture here in front of me.
Hold on, just look.
There you go.
Okay.
That.
Yeah, one, that's interesting.
For starters, one of them, it's quite he's brushing his chin with a hairbrush.
Yes.
He's got a 10-day growth. He's got a mullet.
Looks pretty unkempt.
Oh, yeah. Unkempt. I tell you what, he's been squeezing lemon juice on his hair somewhere. He's wearing a Bonds t-shirt hanging over his gut that's tucked into his undies, you know, and it's just a joke. Like, it makes you laugh. And to be honest, I don't mind Bonds undies, and that's not offensive to me. And it's quite not a bad ad.
Yeah.
I'm a bogan.
Yes.
I'm happy to wear undies.
Good on you.
Don't look like a bogan. My
so
wife will tell you.
Yep.
Put a shirt on, she says, when I'm walking around the house with my dacks. Anyway, the thing is, I'm looking at this and I see a little bit of imbalance, right? I've got a 13-year-old daughter and there's plenty of young girls getting around looking at underwear ads in a different way, right? I think it's time we threw a little balance on the undie ad sits.
Just, okay, so you see there's a bit of a theme.
Research. Have a listen to this undie ad, see if you remember it.
All right.
Sick of Rex.
Hellbooth and Spans. It's unbelievable underwear.
Remember that one?
I do remember that one. That was Tonya Bird, that hot model that was there lying on the bed in the singlet, the white singlet. Tonya Bird. Everybody remembers that ad from 1989.
Didn't know her name, but I can shut my eyes and see it right now, right? Okay. Forever remembered. Do you reckon that's funny or is that sexy?
Oh, that is definitely sexy.
Right. Okay, there you go. Okay, this is number one. Then I'll move forward a little bit and then you've got someone like this.
Okay.
My legs are like tree trunks. And when tree trunks walk together, they chafe. Step one is made from bamboo. Bamboo wicks away your sweat, which lets you breathe. Step one, get some.
Yeah, and there's been about 8 or 9 guys, and I think, basically guys that have done these ads that have been flogged of recent times, these step one underwear ones. They're big guys. They're not the best looking blokes, and they don't aim to be. And
no, exactly. It's a joke. And there's a theme going. Now, I've gone back in time. That was more recent on Foxtel. These little ads come out making, let's have a laugh at undies on blokes.
That's a joke, yes, correct.
Let's have a look at this one.
The last time I told you about tradie undies, you got onto them like seagulls on a chip.
And now they're available for the ladies.
Well, butter me buns and call me biscuit.
Tradie underwear.
The ultimate toolbox.
I just like them.
The honey badger.
The honey badger. You know, they made a joke of him right from the get-go. He's wearing tape around his head.
Like he's about to run out,
Sure, he's cut like an ice sculpture, but it's a joke from start to finish. And then you look across to his right or to his left, and there's this girl. And
very tidy. You know,
it's chalk
very
and cheese.
Attractive lady for sure. They're in a small underwear. But you're right.
Comedy in the bloke, sex appeal in the lady. And I just don't think that we need to see the girls as objects.
Okay.
They're objectifying the girls in every undie ad I can ever remember, and the guys always make it a bit of a comedy act.
Okay, so what do you want to see more of?
Well, I think it's time to dump the clown joke and the sex object bit, and I'd just rather laugh at some ladies and ogle a few men. You know, earlier, Brownie, I just touched on a friend of mine who was in an Uber, and she'd been out for dinner, got a little bit of ice cream in a tub.
Yep.
They're in the Uber, and maybe it was a speed hump or it might be a corner, wasn't looking, whatever. The tub went over and the ice cream just touched the seat.
Just spilled a little.
She went straight back into the tub.
Yep.
Still good enough to eat. Didn't have fur and whatever all over it.
Yep, hopefully.
A little bit on the seat. She's wiped it off.
Yeah,
righto. And then got out of the Uber. Got charged in hindsight. She got charged $17 for the ride.
Yep, fair enough.
$80 to clean up a little bit of ice cream on the seat. And you just
go,
Uber, you should be ashamed.
Wow.
Anyway, there is something you can do because now it's time for people to hit back and get the Ubers.
Okay.
Sometimes you might get in, the guy in the car might smell a little bit.
Right.
You know, when you go, come on, mate.
What do you do? You report it, do you?
Have a shower, please. You report them. Ooh. And if they're driving erratically, you can report them.
Yep.
And there's this function where you can now say to the Uber, nah, not going to have that, and report them.
Wow,
the Triple M Big Band, they had something to say about it.
I got the smell all through my car. It's like a dead skunk. I can smell it near and far. All through the Uber, where's my mask? Now we're speeding, no blinker. Smells like an that driver, he's from Sydney. Got that feeling in my gut. He'll overtake on double lines. Yeah, it's nuts. I can't take my eyes off the road. Driving so erratically. Got that driver, he's from Sydney. Is about to hit a tree. Here we go, hit a tree.
Is this your Uber driver? Use the on-trip reporting tool, a tool to dob in a tool. Uber, smelling like Nana's house since 2018.